3:7.
Cultural organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is. I'm going to try to get in sync with that every time I do this, yeah? Friday, August 24th, 2012, and I am back in the state of Minnesota. We spent 7 days in California, and we are back in the state of Minnesota. It's about, what, 85 degrees here? Hot and muggy. Yeah, 85 degrees. Listen to that, huh? You guys thought I was a meteorologist, didn't you? Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Facebook on Bradley Dean. It's on my Facebook. It's double E, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on Twitter 1. It's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. I'm sorry. On my Twitter account, it's Bradley Dean 1, double E. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, we are back in the state of Minnesota. We spent a week in California. Again, if you'd like to jump on the airwaves with me, 1-877-807-9977. When we were in California, we actually did three tea parties. One in Vista, then we did Tri-City.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it...
Sick and tired of the lip service. They want to see actions with their words. If you'd like to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the button SOL Media. You'll find these posted today. ICE agents sue Janet Napolitano for ordering them to violate federal law. We are not enforcing laws anymore, said Chris Crane, an ICE deportation officer and president of the National Immigration and Custom Enforcement Council. It is pretty much just let everyone go, he told reporters during a conference call on Thursday. Did you hear what I've been telling you for the last 6 months, friends? Lawlessness. Don't enforce the laws. They are seeking an injunction to block Janet Napolitano's June 15, 2012 directive, which instructs ICE officers to refrain, listen carefully, from deporting most illegal immigrants who came to the United States as children. Why? Because this criminal in office needs their votes. Huh. Let me give you an example. In Delaware, agents arrested an illegal alien who was driving the car of another man, described as a criminal alien. And after the driver was taken into custody, agents found he had 10, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, but 10 previous driving violations and no driver's license. The ICE officer, who did not want to follow orders from his superiors to release the man, has been threatened with suspension. What have I been telling you, friends, over the last 6 and 9 months that we've been with Genesis Communication Networks? It's lawlessness. Why are they using your tax dollars, friends, if they ain't enforcing the laws of the land? So therefore, they're using your money, your tax dollars, unlawfully to pay ICE enforcers, law enforcers, not to enforce the laws. But again, as we went through the airport yesterday through LAX in California, of course, they want to put everybody in America through a little scanner. But we'll just do our best to overlook that, won't we? Really quick, Texas leader is warning of what he calls a civil war. Boy, this all sounds familiar. I told you this weeks ago, months ago, and now people are finally to catch up. Oh, by the way, what's coming out nationally now? Everybody's starting to talk about, guess what? The youth vote. Yeah, well, don't tell me you didn't hear first, friends, because you did. That's why it's called a prophetic ministry. Sometimes it's a week before, sometimes it's 3 weeks, sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's 10 years before. But I told you so. A Texas leader is warning of what he calls a civil war and possible invasion of United Nations troops if President Barack Obama is reelected. Now, doesn't anybody think this is a little suspicious that the American people see the crimes that this individual has been assaulting the American people with, namely the Constitution, who we are as a republic, since day one, and they have got you so stupefied as to actually believe that he's got a chance to be reelected. Now, the reason he's running for reelection is because you've let him go for 4 years committing crimes against the American people. See, instead of impeaching him the first 3 weeks that he was in office for his crimes against the Constitution and we the people, it's almost 4 years later and he's running for reelection because you people out there, for the most part, still think he's playing games. If we look at his motto, let me remind you, it's forward. That's a communist slogan. Just went and seen 2016 in Newport, California. A bunch of old people, and they're still trying to figure out if this guy really means what he says. Well, the American people come up and say, you know, if I just vote him out. Yeah, if you just vote him out. What about civil crimes? What about impeachment, friends? Just kind of curious. Oh, that's just so un-American. Just keep in mind, friends, Machiavelli was destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and that's what's happening to your country today because you will not enforce the laws against their crimes. Yeah, Bradley, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premieres. screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
Because if we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I was saying what we're sharing today is that the... Well, there's actually 10 U.S. immigration agents who are suing Homeland Security. It's not Homeland Security, friends. They're using Homeland Security against the American people. Secretary Janet Napolitano and Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director John Morton over a directive that commands ICE officers to violate federal law. Chris Crane, an ICE deportation officer and president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, said, "It is pretty much let everyone go except the American people." He said, quote unquote, "We are not enforcing the laws anymore." Folks, let me just remind you again. For 10 years, we were told that we're under a Muslim threat, and you have something that was contrived out of September 11th called Homeland Security. And now Homeland Security is starting to turn on the American people. You own a gun, you're a terrorist, you're a suspected terrorist, you're for sparing a baby's life, you're a suspected terrorist. Folks, you have the criminal calling the innocent criminals. As we've shared so many times, you have them using the law against the law, which is communism and it is totalitarianism. This Department of Injustice is being used to work against the American Constitution. We're seeing it on a daily basis. We're seeing it again, but rest assured, when you go through the airports, you will have to basically strip down, be commanded by a bunch of criminals. Just last week, we were sharing with you that there's been 2,500 felons that have come out of the DHS that have been busted. These have been just the ones that have been busted. And these are the ones that are frisking you, friends. Forget about all the pedophiles. Forget about those that are stealing money. Just let's look to the head of the organization. Janet Napolitano, people inside are getting sick and tired of her. They're starting to deal with her. If you'd like to check those articles out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the SOL Media button, and you will see them posted. I got Dave real quick, who's out at the Minnesota State Fair. We have street teams out on the Minnesota State Fair. I said Minnesota State Fair. And we're reaching a massive amount of people. I think we're out there for, what, 9-10 days? And we've been out there for the last 7 years. But Dave's out there right now. How's it going out there, Dave?
Yeah, it's great, actually. Had a lot of really good experiences. We're out here at Dan's Hatch and Cooper. And we've been out here tracking people for the past couple of days and really just seeing the field. Met a lot of really great Christians, had a really good conversation with a lot of people, and it's really building my faith to see that. I mean, look at how many people are actually for us. We've had, like, one confrontation maybe with somebody that went overall really well. I mean, he was trying to debate Calvinism with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really pretty crazy. They want to take you to the Word to disprove that the Word exists.
Yeah, and that's
you're a minister of the Word. It's like, really?
Yeah, it's like an atheist sitting there saying, man, we don't exist, dude. We don't exist, man. There's no God. There's no God.
It's so crazy to see that happen. But, I mean, we've had a lot of really, really good conversations with people.
Go ahead.
I've actually changed a lot of people's minds on a bunch of the hot issues, you know, with this marriage movement amendment thing and all this stuff that we got going on in Minnesota.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what that's about, Dave? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, well, they want to, we want to put amendment into the Constitution saying that the marriage is going to be between a man and a woman, which you can't change that, you know.
Yeah.
But everybody's out here trying to vote no. So when you tell them, look, do you believe what they're
giving? Wait. What do you mean everybody? Because 32 states have voted it down.
There's very few selected people that are walking around. I don't even think that they really know what they're talking about.
Oh, they don't. When you're trying to say that it's normal for two men to get married or two women to get married, there's something wrong there. There's no foundation. Yeah, there's no common sense. They're irrational. At length, they're reprobate. Go on.
Absolutely. And when you ask them, it's like, look, well, do you believe in polygamy? No. Well, you're limiting marriage then. You know, and they're, oh, well, I don't want to talk about that. Well, you're hypocritical.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to, don't limit marriage, then why are you limiting these people then?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now just to show you their loving intolerance just in the state of Minnesota here. Again, I just got back today. But I got a picture in front of me right now, friends. It's a picture of St. Peter and Paul Church in Warren, in Minnesota. And it says, one man, one woman, common sense, read your state preamble, friends. And this is what the picture says. One man, one woman, marriage, vote yes. Common sense. Here again, they have the American people trying to basically bring about a ratification that it's only between a man and a woman. See how far they've already pushed you, that you want to put it on the ballot to vote for it?
Yeah.
See, one step forward, and they already got the American people going with them. Folks, this is some sick stuff. Marriage is under attack. But this picture, you'll see their tolerance, because what they did is they thought it'd be really cute, some of these radical homosexual advocates. They went out there and they took a spray can and put gay pride right over the top of one man, one woman marriage. Isn't that cute? But isn't that what I've always been saying? You know, punch you in the face, pull your hair, and then cry victim.
And then they want to play the victim.
Yes.
And making themselves the victim by doing those things to themselves, saying that we're the ones doing it.
That's exactly right. And they don't even know what they're talking about. Just last week, a woman was busted again. You're seeing this almost on a weekly basis now. Another lesbian was busted by the FBI for self-inflicted wounds. And then what does she do? She goes out there because they're subverted and condemned of self. She went out there and tried to blame heterosexuals because of their intolerance towards her lesbianism. Isn't that something? See, and these are the people that want to rule. But aside of that, hey, Dave, did I tell you that when I was at LAX just yesterday? Yesterday morning, I was standing by the bathrooms, the restrooms, for a better way of saying it. And all of a sudden, Jake's inside going to the restroom. He's relieving himself. And as I'm standing there, I'm just standing by the bags, and all of a sudden this guy comes out, and I knew who he was right away. Did I tell you about this, Dave?
No,
I didn't think I did, Dave. That's great. Let me tell you the story. So all of a sudden I look up and guess who's standing right in front of me? Just kind of a little squirmy, wormy, really super nice guy. Guess who it was, Dave? I didn't tell you, did I? Let me tell you. I want to tell you really quick here, Dave. It was Stan Lee, the CEO for Marvel Comics. You know, Spider-Man, Iron Man. Yeah. He came out. We tracked him, Dave.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, so he's got a responsibility now. He knows God's standard. So we gave him the Ten Commandments, and we took a couple pictures with him. If you'd like to see it, go up on Facebook, friends. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's pretty cool. I mean, I had the opportunity to change the life of a billionaire because he's probably trying to figure out at this point in his life, he's probably 75 years old, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul possibly? Well, we just did what nobody's told him in 17 or 75 years. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's phenomenal.
Amen. Where are you guys at the Minnesota State Fair?
We're on Dan and, right next to the main gate.
Okay.
Right next to the main gate, pretty close.
Dan Patch and Cooper.
There. Okay, say that on air. Did you say that on air?
I said that. Dan Patch Avenue and Cooper Street.
Okay, so thank you, Dave, for your time. I appreciate it, bro. I'll see you soon. Folks, if you'd like to go out to the Minnesota State Fair, my producer is going to tell you where it's at, our booth. Check it out. We got tons of stuff out there if you'd like to support the ministry. CDs, videos, T-shirts, hats. Hey, you can say you got the hat and the T-shirt along with it. Where is it at?
It's on the corner of Dan Patch Avenue and Cooper Street, right by the main entrance.
In the state of Minnesota. Now, before I take this quick break, I thought it was very important for everybody to understand that. Now, when I did run into Stan Lee, the CEO for Marvel, I mean, he's got to be one wealthy individual. Now, most people, when they meet someone like that, they're starstruck. And, you know, when I sent the picture back to the office, the producer said, "Did you get his autograph?" And I said, no, but he was pressing to get mine. And I'm not bragging on the fact that I met Stan Lee. I did my duty. But I had to tell everybody at the crew here, wait a second. He was asking for my autograph. He's probably out there right now tweeting his friends saying, I met Bradley Dean. What do you think? Gary, come on, be realistic.
Indeed.
Yeah, so, but he didn't get my autograph neither because I didn't take the time to give it to him. I was more concerned for his soul. I really was, and I'm glad. Jake nailed him, by the way. But just due to the fact that I did get a picture because I told Ray Comfort about it right away. He said, hey, did you get a picture of him? And I said, as a matter of fact, I did. So I sent it to him. And what they do is I think they like to just collect all the pictures that they have of people, you know, famous people to the world as to who they tracked. So, friends, we tracked Stan Lee. He's got a knowledge of what's right and wrong before God. Now he's got a reason to repent. So when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about some PowerPoints, some events that are taking place over the last couple of days that we probably didn't hit. But we're staying on course, friends. We're staying on course. We're not getting way out there inundating you with all this bad news. No, I always tell you the bad news, but I always give you the good news. Be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. A little bit of a delay. Folks, right before the break, I was just talking about how the radical homosexuals were desecrating a one-man, one-woman marriage sign, a vote yes sign, on church property, St. Peter and Paul Church in Warren, Minnesota. And I want to tell you the people behind wanting to pass homosexual marriage, which has been voted down 32 times in 32 states. And these are the people that want to pass the bill. House Speaker in the state of Minnesota is calling on State Rep Kerry Gothard, DFL Duluth, to step down. These are the people that are pushing homosexual marriage. The Duluth News Tribune reported authorities investigated Gothard for allegedly having oral sex with a 17-year-old boy at a highway rest stop in Duluth last month. Gothard, 56, won't be charged, the paper reported. The Duluth News Tribune reported authorities investigated Gothard, who's trying to pass homosexual marriage, for allegedly having oral sex with a 17-year-old boy at a highway rest stop in Duluth last month. Gothard, 56, won't be charged, the paper reported. But, you know, we got those good guys in the state of Minnesota that are calling on Rep. Kerry Gothard, DFL Duluth, to step down. Well, wait. Okay, lawmakers, legislatures. Not enforcing the laws against crimes, opening the doors for homosexual marriage. The perpetrators come about. The Duluth News Tribune reported authorities investigated Gothard for allegedly having oral sex with a 17-year-old boy at a highway rest stop in Duluth last month. These are the victims, folks! These are the people that carry the victim mentality. Oh, poor Kerry Gothard, DFL Duluth. Oh, that's all the good guys in the state of Minnesota are doing, are just asking you to step down. Come on, you stinking pedophile. Come on! I mean, these are the people that are making the laws of the land in government, having oral sex in the state of Minnesota at a highway rest stop. Even though he's not going to be charged, said the papers, why won't he be charged? Why won't he be charged? Is this other representatives protecting other representatives because they're guilty of the same thing? And maybe, I don't know, Kerry Gothard knows a little bit too much about these guys that call themselves the good guys on the right side of the aisle, you know? As I've said so many times, like there's two different constitutions. I guess there's a constitution now that says you can go ahead and have sex with minors, pedophile sex, or you can have sex with minors, oral sex, at a highway stop. And you're the guys that are pushing for homosexual marriage in the state of Minnesota. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I'm sorry, Mr. Gothard was also found out to be lying to the police. And this is the guy that works for the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, lying to police. But yet he's a legislator lying to police. The right called on Gothard, and they said, it's unfit to continue serving in his constituents, said the Speaker of the House in a statement released late Friday afternoon. Representative Gothard's actions are not becoming of a member of this House of Representatives. Wait a second. The Speaker of the House in the state of Minnesota, you're the one that denies God. You're the one that doesn't work for we the people. You're the one that desecrates the memories of our veterans by not magnifying the laws of a republic. Wow, and this is the guy that just simply told him, just step down. Come on, man, you were busted. You got to step down, Mr. Gothard, because you've been busted. You know, like us other guys, when we're not busted for what we do, you know, just hey, listen, you've been busted, we haven't, so shut your mouth. Play fair. You got to play by the rules. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the good guys telling the bad guys. It's not like there's a God that we have to answer to for all of this. I mean, forget about the little 17-year-old boy that was receiving oral sex and giving oral sex to a 56-year-old man that works in the government. I mean, forget about that. The good guy said Representative Gothard's actions are not becoming of a member of the House of Representatives. And today I'm calling on him to resign. Oh, you're such an authoritarian. Oh, what a man's man. Oh, so brave. Catherine Thomas, a spokesperson or a woman for the House of DFL Caucus, issued a statement in response saying, Gothard is in the hospital and that until we've spoken with him, we don't believe it's appropriate to comment any further. Oh, good. Oh, man, that's justice. Heather just threw it up online for me, folks. Listen to this. He has since decided not to run for re-election. The first-term legislator wasn't charged in the alleged July 22nd encounter because the legal age of consent in Minnesota is 16. Is this why the homosexual radicals are trying to lower it, the consent of sex, until up until the age of 14? Yeah, isn't that something? But since he was 16 and older, folks, he wasn't charged. And no money was exchanged. According to the St. Louis County Attorney's Office, police say the two had oral sex behind a rest stop pavilion in Duluth after the teen responded to Gothard's Craigslist ad looking for no strings attached sex. Wow. And then we have one of the DFL caucus members, the spokeswoman. You know, until we've spoken with him, we don't believe it's appropriate to comment further. What's wrong with your country, friends? You've departed against God. You departed from God. You allow men that serve you in government to spit against heaven. And then you wonder why you're combating homosexual marriage in this country? You've got to be kidding me. Are you blind? Are you deaf? Wow. But here we are. Let's go to Norway for a minute, shall we? Oslo. You guys all hear about this? Anders Behring Breivik. The man who killed 77 people in a bomb attack, and gun rampage just over a year ago was judged to be sane by a Norwegian court Friday as he was sentenced to 21 years in prison. Just hang on with me. Breivik was charged with voluntary homicide and committing acts of terror in the attacks in Oslo on July 22, 2011. Did you hear what I said, friends? He was sentenced to 21 years. He said, the perpetrator did, the murderer did, said he acted out of necessity to prevent the Islamization of his country. He was sentenced to the maximum possible term of 21 years and was ordered to serve a minimum of, ready for this, 10 years in prison. Oh, I forgot to tell you something, folks. I forgot to tell you that he's serving 10 years mandatorily of a 21-year prison sentence. You ready for this? For killing 77 people. He gave a white power salute and a smile as the sentence was read to him. He was satisfied with the sentence. He serves 10 years for killing 77 people. Folks, this is European injustice, by the way. This is European injustice. This is European law. This is what they're trying to implement all over the world. See, lawlessness works for corrupt government, friends, because it empowers them to do more. So I can see the judge in Oslo, Norway, hates his people because he's not willing to protect them and bring forth justice upon a man that killed 77 people. Hey, judge, I'm just curious. Where's your mercy upon the people? God teaches the inhabitants of the earth righteousness through bringing public judgments, and it's the greatest mercy God can bring upon crime is judgment because it ensures safety, security, and happiness for those that are innocent. But now over in Oslo, Norway, and by the way, when CNN reported this, they acted like this was normal. The man killed 77 people in a bomb attack and a gun rampage, and he gets 21 years, and he only has to serve 10 years of that sentence. Wow. Lawlessness. Lawlessness. Wow. And here we are. And again, I say sarcastically, but truthfully, what's wrong with the country? What's wrong? What's wrong? Why is the world going to a hell in a handbasket, as men like to say? In the Bible, folks, God set up good judges to enforce the laws against crime, to preserve countries, and to protect the people. The man killed 77 people in Oslo, Norway. And the only thing he has to look forward to is sitting in a jail cell for 10 years, three squares a day like we usually talk about. No fear of consequence, of course. I mean, 10 years later, what do you think he's going to be encouraged to do again and again and again and again? It was only 10 years of his life. Folks, Psalm 12:8 rightly says, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." And this judge is corrupt. Should be removed, impeached. I know some of the people in this country just don't understand that yet. But you will when it hits home. And folks, I got to tell you this. It's hitting home. It's time to stand up and act accordingly and take responsibility for what's going on in our country. Be right back after this break. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares. That sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The way, these are the same people that are just trying to do everything that they can possibly do through deception. What does Scripture say? 2 Thessalonians 2:10, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and then that man of sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4, be revealed, the son of destruction. Seen book titles out there on the way back from California. The Great Destroyer, they're calling Obama. No, folks, read Leviticus 26. It's because America has left off God. That's why where we're at today. Read Deuteronomy 28. There's 55 curses to 14 blessings. And in America, they still want the blessings, but they don't want to obey God that gave the blessings. I go on. 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Talking about the man of destruction who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. That's why I don't think it's funny when Hannity calls Obama the anointed one. I don't think it's funny at all. I go on just a little bit more. For the mystery of lawlessness, listen to this, the mystery of lawlessness. I love this. The mystery of lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Heather, throw out that quote from our last article that we did, worldnetdailyfolks.com, worldnetdaily.com. Bradley Dean, check it out, just posted today, last night actually. For the mystery of lawlessness doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. In other words, those that stand down and do nothing about the problem, they'll get you sooner or later too. That's what Scripture's saying. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, amen, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, amen. Folks, no, put that, just slow your roll. A nation of sheep, you have to keep this in mind. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves if you play the sheep. I'll say it again. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all, that would be the devil with the little horns on his head, friends, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, that's what you're up against right now, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, again, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Folks, the whole matter of the situation is simply this. And here's the conclusion. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That sounds pretty complicated, doesn't it? I'm looking for the German quote. Oh, thank you. Patience. Bradley, just have some patience, man. Bradley, why do you got to be to the core about everything? Because we don't have time to sit there and play with the branches on the tree. We may as well just lay the axe to the root of the tree and drop the tree and uproot it lawfully, always. I like that. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. That's right. Just let them do what they want to do. Just act like it doesn't concern you whatsoever. A nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. Well, how's that going to work out for a free people? Because we're told by our forefathers to be vigilant about freedom. We're to be vigilant about freedom. Vigilant. Not lax, not lazy, and not to sit there and be like a bunch of lazy, lethargic cats hanging out. Thank you. We've all heard this saying before. I'll just remind everybody before we jump off the air here. First, they came for the communists. And I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because guess what? I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out. I mean, so sooner or later, it's all going to catch up to those. Isn't it amazing how people just think that it will never, ever in a million years touch them? But I bet that's what they were probably thinking back in the day, too. Now, let me say that. Where they came for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. That's right. That's why silence is dangerous to this country. You know, I had a guy at the tea party in San Diego stand up in front of everybody. God bless him. He was a cool guy. I just had to get him on the other side of where he was at. In other words, I had to turn him upside, right side up. And he said, well, you know, I just think it's too late. And I said to him, well, do you have kids? He said, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you tell your kids that then? Bonhoeffer was right when he said, we know how good of a job that we've done by what we leave to our posterity. And by the way, we're going to answer to God for what we leave to our posterity, good, bad, or ugly. And he just kept going on with, you know, I think if we'd have did this 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 40 years ago, maybe we'd have more time now. And I said, really? I said, well, bro, let me tell you this. If I thought the way that you thought, I wouldn't be in San Diego right now talking to your tea party. If I didn't have any hope in the future, in other words, if I didn't trust God and I didn't have the faith of the Son of God to overcome all obstacles the way David did, the way Gideon did, the way Joshua did, the way Moses did, the way any other child of God, when he's born of the Spirit of the living God, is going to overcome. We're made more than conquerors through him who loved us. And it's the faith of the Son of God within us that overcomes the world. If I thought the way that you thought, I would not be here right now. I looked at him and I said, can I just ask you straight up, bro? I said, are you basically trying to make excuses to excuse yourself out of your duty? Because, you know, a lot of the older generation, what they want to do is they want to just say, oh, you know, there's no sense, there's no sense, there's no sense. And deep within them, what they're doing is saying, I can't wait until I'm out of this mess. I want to tell the people that think that way, I can't wait until I'm out of here. I can't wait until my natural life is over. What are you excited about? Are you excited about hastening to the judgment seat where you're going to answer to God for what you left off and what you left the younger generations? That's what you really need to think about, because you will answer, every individual on this planet will answer to God, and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And remember that Jesus that's not walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, saying everything is okay, is going to be your judge. My Bible tells me that he's a man of war. My Bible tells me that he is the captain of my salvation. He is not at all the way that the world has tried to minimize his authority, his power, and his stature. He's completely opposite. And our authority rides out in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you hastening to go stand before your judge? Because I wouldn't want to. I would say what I need to do is I need to become a son or a daughter of liberty and get busy. And to network with people across this country to make a change. Because if God can use a little dude, one little dude that depends completely upon the God of heaven, to do what we have done through a fatherless child, he has used a fatherless child to bring about change in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of outlets throughout the country to bring about change. Can you imagine what would take place if 312 million people in this country believed God for the same results? And just think, only 56 signers back in 1776, when they laid down their all for me and you, hey, it was just them and God. And yet God looked upon their faithfulness and their yieldedness and said, you know what, I can use those men for my program. And he did. And God used less than 3% of the population to establish this country. And it irritates me to no end, friends, that I get on the radio with what's going on and I have to get out there and tell you again, folks, you can do something about it. You're not losing, you're winning the game. The media is only trying to blindside you, deceive you, bestow upon you delusions, which are falsified through their misinformation and propaganda, only to demean the hope, only to squash the hope that you might have. Well, they can do whatever they want, but let me tell you this. Whatever God puts in you, no devil in hell can take out, and them devils ain't taking it out neither. So it's time that we stand up and win the day in Jesus' name. History will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Let it not be on our watch. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty, radio.com, 1 John 3:18, love you by what I do, and I will talk to you in 23 hours for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone on Saturday. See ya.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.